There is only one way to be saved. Only one person who can save you, and it is not you. It is Jesus. This is why we do not boast in our efforts. We boast in Christ's efforts. This is why we want our lives to be all about Jesus, not about us. This is why we live for Jesus, not for ourselves. This is why we make little of ourselves and make much of Jesus. We worship Jesus, we exalt Jesus, and we direct all attention to Jesus.
Welcome to episode 4 of Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, with my dad and co-host, Sean. Hello, Dad.
Hey, Jaquel. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I am all right.
You're all right. What's up?
We're sitting here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, looking out at the beautiful snow falling.
We are. We got a legit snowstorm going on.
I just came back from my snow shoveling nap.
Oh.
Just recently.
Explain?
A snow shoveling nap. Well, I guess first of all, for our southern viewers, listeners.
Yeah, nobody's viewing us right now.
Southern listeners, yeah, good thing for them, too. For our southern listeners, they might not know what I'm talking about by snow shoveling.
Right.
And so I thought it might be helpful to help them understand what snow shoveling is here up in Canada.
Okay, sure.
See, snow shoveling, it's sort of like lawn mowing.
Okay.
Except it's much more strenuous.
I guess.
And after you do it, you have to do it again 4 hours later.
Sounds so much fun.
Yeah, so I did my snow shoveling, and then I had my snow shoveling nap.
Now it's all making sense.
Now we're going to record our episode, and then guess what I'm going to do again after?
I'm going to guess that you're going to go shovel some more
snow. Go back and shovel some more snow.
Wow.
These are the things we enjoy about living in Canada.
Yeah, it's great. But, you know, the snow looks really pretty right now.
Yeah,
and it's really making me feel Christmassy.
Yeah, so, it's gonna make my Christmas lights look really good.
It will. I mean, it's just adding to that whole festive feel and look. And the front of our house looks like a postcard.
Okay, if you say so.
Or a Christmas card.
Yeah, a Christmas card. Now, yeah. I'm a bit of afraid to ask you this because I have a good idea what you're doing this afternoon. But what are you up to today, Jaquel?
Well, you know,
maybe we should give our listeners a chance that they want to tune out for a moment or two because they're probably going to hear about the Food Network.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up.
Excellent.
But since
good.
Brought it up. Okay, I'm just going to say one thing and then we'll very quickly move on.
Folks, she just said she's only going to say one thing.
I am. Okay, right here, for the people who have really been concerned about it, Matt got kicked off the Holiday Baking Championship this week, and I could not be happier. I am quite ecstatic about it. See, that's all I'm going to say.
And we could not care less.
Well, some people care, I'm sure.
I bet you nobody cares. I'll bet you that nobody says one word about the Food Network
this
on
is
any
really
of our
hurtful.
Social media formats.
I bet a loyal listener out there is going to prove you wrong.
Okay, if there, I plead with you. If there's anybody out there who cares about the Food Network, and even more important, what Jaquel thinks about the Food Network,
please
let us know
about
that.
Please do. Yeah. I'm quite
Because otherwise,
about
I will have harsh words with her this week about talking more about the Food Network in future episodes. Food Network?
The Food Network.
The Food Network in
That's
future
like
episodes.
When you have too much food and then you have
you got the Food Network.
Food Network.
Food Network, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm actually more interested in talking about your t-shirt.
My t-shirt.
At the moment. Yeah, it's a wonderful t-shirt.
Do you remember where I got this t-shirt?
I do.
It was a happy moment.
It was a very happy moment.
Happy time.
In the grand city.
Our father and daughter. Our father and daughter
You're having a little bit of trouble over there. It must be the cookie that you're eating.
No, it was the snow shoveling now.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just keep blaming it on that.
Anyway, back to where I got the t-shirt. Where were we, Jaquel, when I got the t-shirt?
We were in Chicago.
Yes.
Visiting my publisher in Wheaton after we went to the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference in Indianapolis. Well, I went to the conference. You drove me there.
I'm not a woman for our listeners in case they hadn't.
That's a long story.
Yeah.
But anyways, so then we went up to Chicago and got some Chicago deep dish pizza and went to the greatest store in the history of mankind.
Which is Half Price Books.
Yes, you people who live in America who live around a Half Price Books.
Go to Half Price Books.
You just don't understand how fortunate you are.
Go to Half Price Books.
Halifax, Nova Scotia, we have no Half Price Books.
No Half Price
Books. And like nowhere even close to us.
If this were not a podcast, we'd have a moment of silence for no Half Price Books.
We would.
But this is a podcast.
So no moment of silence.
We got that cleared out last week. So back to the shirt.
The shirt.
I had to buy this shirt because it kind of sums me up. It says, Well, actually, why don't you read it? Because I'm trying to look at it.
I think that's a good idea. It says books in huge letters.
Big letters.
Yeah, that's what huge letters means.
Books.
Books. And then in smaller letters, it says, your reward for having an attention span.
That's just funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. It's very clever.
Because a lot of people, they don't take advantage of that reward.
Yeah.
Instead, true. They use their attention span to do other things.
Exactly.
Like go on social media.
Social media.
Social media.
There's an interesting topic for discussion.
Rather than reading books, they go on social media.
And frankly, social media, I think, is one of the causes for why a lot of people, I think me included at times, have such a short attention span, is we use social media and we're just getting stuff in these little bites and we can just scan and scan that it makes us have a short attention span.
So do you want to talk about social media?
Sure, let's.
Okay. Well, can we do it in a minute or two? I have to check my Facebook feed.
Dad
you never
joke
saw
alert.
That. Yeah, dad joke. You always gotta have the dad joke.
Gotta work some of those in.
Okay, so first episode. Well, it's not our first episode talking about issues, but really,
I guess
all of the other issues.
Yeah,
they were introductory issues.
It's our first one. Our first episode away from like explaining what the podcast is
about
and
what we're
doing. Yeah.
So social media, kind of a good place to start.
Social media. And this is something I know that you have spent a lot of time thinking about studying. Well, I don't know about studying.
But thinking about.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so first question for you, Dad.
You're asking me the question? I thought I asked you the question.
No, I am asking you the question first.
Question on, my friend.
Okay, can Christians even use social media? Like, I know there's some people who say that social media is inherently evil and it's just, no, bad. Christians shouldn't use social media.
Who are those people? Those people need counseling.
I'm going to guess the Amish, maybe?
The Amish?
Okay, that might be a bigger discussion about what the Amish think is evil.
That was the best response you could have ever given. The Amish definitely have a problem. So we don't need to feel like we're offending them because they're not listening.
They're not listening. No. We can guarantee that the Amish are not listening
to
this.
But there are some people by their absence on social media.
Yes, yeah. There are. And there are people who are not the Amish who do think that social media is bad.
And there are the people that put that little sign up that says, it's like, off of Facebook for a while.
Oh, yes.
You know, when it's like, just want everybody to know I'm taking a little break from Facebook, which is kind of defeating the purpose of taking a break from Facebook.
Yes, unless people are just trying to contact you through Facebook and you want to be courteous towards them. But besides that,
I guess people like to be courteous.
Yes.
Courteous is good.
So,
okay,
back,
so back
to the
question.
Can Christians use social media?
Well, I've taken a lot of time to think through this, and I want to give a very extensive answer to this.
Okay, I'm ready
for
it.
So I hope you've got time. Here's the answer. Can Christians use social media? Well, yes. Next question.
Whoa, mic drop right there, everybody.
Do not drop this mic. I think we paid almost $100 for this mic.
Good point. Never mind.
No,
we're
mic
not,
drops
we're
around
not
here.
Anti-mic drop. No. That was a pretty deep answer. I hope our listeners caught that. Maybe they were eating something and they might have missed that.
Mm. Like the cookie I'm eating right now?
Like the cookie that you're eating right now. I was just going to pause and ask you something, but I can't because you're eating the cookie.
I can talk and eat at the same time.
Would you like to expand upon that answer? Yeah, he's just shaking his head right now.
No.
Okay, no. You're having way too much fun with this.
I mean, I suppose the issue comes up. If you can use social media and it not tempt you to sin, then yes. But if social media will tempt you to sin, I can't help but think about when Jesus says, you know, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye, pluck it out. So if you cannot avoid the temptations that social media brings, because it does, we're going to talk a lot about that. But if you can avoid that, which I really think you can, depending upon what sins you struggle with the most, I think for most Christians, yes, social media is absolutely fine. But if you are going to deal with those things, which we'll bring up in this episode, then I would say stay off social media. I guess I would say we do not need social media.
Right.
That's kind of one of the things we'll probably touch on, that people get so dependent upon it. We don't need it. So it's not like you're living a deficient life if you don't use social media.
Sure.
But the answer is yes, you can use social media. If you choose not to, that's entirely fine too.
Right. Now you've partially answered my next question, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to back up?
No, okay. Please don't. Okay. So my next question is, if we can use social media, should we use social media? And now you did mention that if you cannot deal with the temptations in a godly manner, then don't, then you shouldn't. But what about if you can? Should you?
Yeah. I mean, that's a really hard question to answer, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does come down to freedom. Because each person, some person is going to say, no, you shouldn't, because of all of these things that it can tempt you to. And somebody else is going to say, no, you should, because of all the good that you can right. do with it. So I think we're kind of really going to help. That's what we want to do with this episode, is help people answer this question for themselves.
Yeah.
Should you? The scriptures make clear, can you use social media? Yes, you can use social media. There's nothing which prohibits it. But really, you know, for the Christian, we ask what we can do, but then we also ask what we should do.
Right, absolutely.
I can't help but think of a good pastor friend of mine who always used to tell me that good is the enemy of the best. So you can do good things on social media. And I'm always going to keep saying Facebook because that's the one I use the most.
Right.
You can do good on Facebook or whatever social media platform you're on. But is that the best use of your time? Is that the best use of your resources? And so that's what we want each individual to answer for themselves. Should you use social media? So hopefully we'll help listeners answer that today.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into if we can use social media and if we do choose to use social media, which I should say, both of us do use social mm-hmm. media. How should we use social media?
We also have combined social media usage.
We do.
With our Age of Minority Twitter page.
Yes.
At Age of Minority.
Yes, wow.
And,
good
and
plug
our
there.
Age of Minority Facebook page.
Wow, so seamless.
Yeah, and also at our new and improved, actually it's not improved, it's just new.
Yeah, it's just
new. Our new Age of Minority Instagram
yeah,
account.
Come follow us.
Yeah,
friends,
please.
If you use social media.
Yeah, you can see my pictures of my Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite fantastical.
Well, there's a drawing. How could people not follow us after yeah. that?
And I might even put a picture or two of my cats on
oh
there.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, we do use social media. We also have our own accounts, of course, at Jaquel Crow.
Yeah,
is that your Twitter handle?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
it
so.
Might just yeah no it's at Jaquel Crow.
At Jaquel Crow, and I'm at E Sean Crow.
Right.
Yeah, E for Eric.
Right, a little tidbit there for our listeners.
Yeah, first name Eric.
Yep. But you
go
by your
Sean.
Middle name, Sean.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate that.
Yep, they're good. Like
Yeah, it's not confusing at all. Anyway, moving on. I'm not bitter about that or anything.
No, definitely not.
So we're going to talk about kind of some of the pitfalls and some of the good things about
social media. Right, we're
going to
talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and of let's try that
media.
Thing again. Remember where I go, the good, the bad, and the ugly. See, that
was pretty good.
But I didn't do the hand motion. We
yeah.
won't get into that.
No. Moving on.
Moving on again. So so let's start with, well, you just said the good, the bad, and the ugly, which is a reference to a fantastic Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
One of the best. There's another episode. No, we won't do an episode on Clint Eastwood
so.
Movies. I promise our listeners we won't do that.
But maybe for our sake, we should change it to like the bad,
yeah.
the ugly, and the good.
The bad, the ugly, and the good.
Yeah,
so let's
start
talk
with
about
the
bad.
Bad
and the ugly. Well, the bad and the ugly are pretty much one and the same.
Right.
But let's talk about the bad and the ugly, and then we'll talk about the good. So,
fair enough.
Which way do we want to go? Do you want to start by talking about the bad?
Sure.
You got some bad?
Why not? I
okay.
got some bad,
let's
man.
Let's get to the bad,
girl. Okay. So, we should not use social media if social media becomes one of these things. Or, like we said, these are also pitfalls of social media. So, social media can become these things. We just have to be aware that these are potential dangers. So, number one, social media can be a huge time waster. It can take away our time from other valuable things. It can distract us from responsibility. We can get sucked into the cat meme hole. Yeah, that's a
that's
a serious
know what
danger.
That is, the cat meme
yeah,
hole.
You're looking at one cat meme, and then
oh, it's like a black hole.
Yeah, and then it shows you another
cat meme,
and you're like looking at the next cat meme.
That just sounds weird.
And you just get lost in there, and suddenly you've wasted all this time that was not fruitful, not productive at all.
So it wastes time. You know what's interesting about that, actually?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, and apparently they designed Facebook and Twitter with, now you might not know that it's called this, but it's an eternal, it's an eternally scrolling timeline. Now, have you ever noticed that? When you go through your timeline, it never stops. Right. You just keep going and going and going. And the intent, like, it was designed intentionally that way to hold people in there. But, I mean, we all know when it comes to the time waster. I know for myself, I'll be working on a sermon and all of a sudden a Facebook message will pop up. Somebody says, oh, and so I'll just go and, and read that message. And then 20 minutes later, after looking at some stupid thing or whatever, it's like, oh, yeah. I was working on my sermon, and then you got to go back. And
absolutely.
I think probably, I don't know if that's the top bad. The next one might be the top bad, but that's certainly one of the worst. Is that if you cannot use social media without it wasting your time, you should not use it. I mean, the Bible encourages us to make the best use of our time. I certainly think that many people at the end of the day can go, did I use social media to the best? Was it the best use of my time? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think if you looked and assessed your time on Facebook, can you say, was that the best use of your time or whatever other social media platform? Right. I think a lot of times we'd say no.
Right.
So
if you can't respect limits, if you can't set limits, that's a big issue.
Yeah. Self-control.
Right.
You've got to have self-control. If you're going to use social media, you have to have self-control.
Yeah. That may be one of the biggest things in regard to social media, self-control.
Yeah. I still don't know if it's the biggest problem. Let's move on to the next thing on the list.
So next big issue with social media, big problem, potential danger, is to use it as an ego booster or as something to get attention or as something to make you feel better about yourself than about others, idolize yourself. All these things can happen in multiple ways with social media.
Yeah, it can become very narcissistic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you look at it, like the whole purpose of using social media oftentimes can draw attention to yourself in so many ways when it concerns, I know Mom and I, one of our favorites is when people put something or other like, had a real tough day today, ..
Right.
In other words, they want you to ask them about their tough day.
Yeah.
And it's tough because obviously that person needs some encouragement. But when you actually, you know, kind of, you're kind of trying to bait people to give you attention.
Yeah.
That's not especially that good. And of course, people do it through the photos that they post. And,
oh, yeah. The selfie.
Yeah.
Not all selfies are bad, but...
The majority of them are.
Except that I'm thinking of that one selfie. Because I was thinking back in Chicago when we took a selfie of us and our deep dish Chicago pizza.
Well, there was nobody there to take the picture
for
us.
That's true. So see, not all selfies are bad. The whole concept of the selfie, where it started, now that we have selfie sticks, just so we can take pictures of ourselves. Yes. That is a problem, I think.
Yes, we should say thank you to the person who felt so it was so necessary that they had to buy me a selfie stick, because in a sermon at one time I talked about how evil the selfie stick was.
Yeah, we have great church members.
And so now that selfie stick sits in the package on my bulletin board. I refuse to take it out of its package.
Yeah, but that's kind of an interesting like symbol of that you can look at it and it can remind you of the idea of ego boosting and that can sort of remind you in how you write your sermons. I'm stretching a little bit here.
I don't know where you're going, but it's okay. I like it.
Yeah, you could use it.
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, the first issue was not, you know, the Bible tells us to make the best use of our time, but the other, on the second issue, the ego boosting, the narcissism, is that the scripture very much encourages us to be outward focused,
right,
you know, to be thinking about others more so than ourselves, I think, especially of Philippians chapter 2.
Yeah, selfless.
Yeah, selfless. And social media really can tempt us towards being very self-focused.
Yeah,
and that's just a huge problem, being self-focused. It's something we all wrestle with because, of course, we are ourselves. So,
right.
Anyway, yeah. Okay.
Another danger that's a little bit more technical is not abiding by the actual rules of the social media platform that you're using. So what I'm thinking especially of is that some people don't know is that Facebook actually has an age limit.
Mm-hmm.
And
do they still? Did you check it recently?
I didn't, but I'm pretty sure. Well, I actually did read something from someone I'm being super vague right now.
And you knew who that someone was?
Well, it was because it was a submission that I got, an article submission for the revolution. And they were talking about the age limit.
Okay.
And what their parents thought about that. And anyways. Yeah, that's fine. And so I assume that it was pretty recent.
There must still be an age limit. But at when we checked it some months ago, the age limit was 13,
That's
I believe.
Correct.
You had to be 13. Now, could you have... I wonder if you could have a Facebook account with your parents' consent.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
I think you were supposed to be 13.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think you weren't supposed to use Facebook unless you were 13.
Yeah.
Which is why I went. And if I had anybody who was any friends, even if they were family that were under 13, I unfriended them because I thought I didn't want to contribute to that.
Yeah, that's totally a matter of ethics.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Obeying... I mean, you're agreeing to use their platform, and by agreeing to use it, you're agreeing to follow the rules that they have outlined here.
Yeah, the biggest lie on the internet that they say is, I agree. You know, because you always click that little I agree button, but people very rarely read it.
I've read.
Yeah, I have read and agree.
These terms.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. Some of those terms and agreements, that's insane.
Yeah, they're so long.
But, I mean, you can do some research about some of these things and find them out without having to read the entire thing.
Right.
I mean, you know, but it is an issue. You do want to make sure that whenever you're using any social media or any online service that... like, for example, Netflix, those things, that you're abiding by the agreement that you made. As Christians, we have to hold ourselves to that standard. You know, one of my big ones, I know we're on a side issue here. Is it okay?
I guess.
The Netflix thing, man, when people who are in Canada use American Netflix, you are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. You have told Netflix that you will not do that.
Yes, this is a big issue for you.
I don't imagine that a lot of people in America are using Canadian Netflix because our Netflix is not as good.
If you are, just watch.
You have problems. Yeah, what's going on? But anyway, the point being is that if we're going to use these sites, these services, we need to use them based upon their, you know, they get to decide how we use them, which is another funny thing, because a lot of people get really upset when Facebook does this, that, or the other thing, like when they censor certain things or whatever. And I'm like, listen, Mark Zuckerberg can do whatever he wants with Facebook. It's his.
Right.
He's not charging you anything to use it. But I'm getting a bit on a rant there. So I'm just going to...
Another hobby horse, people.
There you go.
Okay.
Back to you.
Next bad thing about social media is when young people use it totally apart from their parents' guidance, observation, or awareness. So if young people are using social media and their parents have no idea what they're doing on social media, that is really bad.
That's real bad. That's ugly. That's
absolutely
not just bad. That's the ugly.
That's really ugly, yes.
Why is it ugly? Like, why is that so bad?
Well, because for one, social media can be a very dangerous place.
Yeah.
I read a book a couple months ago that I reviewed for the Gospel Coalition called American Girls and Their Social Media Lives. And it talked about some of these horrible, terrible, ugly things that happened to young people through social media, that just happened through meeting people or seeing inappropriate content or receiving inappropriate content. And the worst stuff that happened... It happened because their parents had no idea what was going on. And the author, Nancy Jo Sales, she was actually asked once, parents know about their teen's social media? And her answer was just, too much.
Yeah.
And so for their own protection,
parents
really need to be involved in what their young people are posting. And then also for accountability's sake. So if you never saw what I was posting on social media, it would be a lot easier, or it would be more tempting for me to post something that pushed the boundaries if I knew that you were never going to see what I posted.
Yeah.
So... there's also, I just think of that commercial we talk about. I don't, it's for a phone service or internet service or something like that. And this teenage girl comes into the kitchen and her dad is on a cell phone. And he comments that he has just got Facebook.
I think it's Facebook.
Yeah. And she's shocked and she's like, wait, what? Dad, you're on Facebook now? And he's like, you may want to rethink that profile picture now. And she is just mortified.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, wait, what? Yeah. That her dad had no idea what she was posting on social media, and she was clearly posting inappropriate things. Yeah. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. We need to be absolutely transparent. There shouldn't be any, I mean, in other words, if we're concerned about what, if I should say, if teens are concerned about their parents seeing their Facebook page, or if they're not concerned, in other words, if their parents are not seeing it, then they're not thinking about what does God see in their Facebook page. And I know I'm not trying to Jesus juke people here, but the reality is that God sees what you post on your Facebook, and you should be very concerned about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got to move it on here. Yeah. You don't have your timer in front of you, but I'm looking at the computer screen. We gotta move on here. So let's talk about the positive things.
Sure.
I mean, if we just wrap it up here, I mean, really, nobody's going to use Facebook again.
Yeah, that's depressing and scary. And yeah. I would never use social media.
Yeah, and we use social media. Yeah. So obviously, we better talk about some good things. So Jaquel, tell us some good things that Christians can use social media for.
You can use social media very easily to encourage and build up others by posting edifying content that just is a blessing and enriches other people. And that doesn't mean that you just have to post spiritual things.
I can still post pictures of my cats,
you can
right?
still post pictures of your
Not
cats.
Not too many.
Not too many.
Occasionally.
Yeah, well, I guess it all comes down to thinking through why you post what you post.
Yes. I mean, that should really be, if people take anything away from this, I think that before, if they will learn to do one thing, before they post anything on any social media, ask themselves, what is my purpose for posting this and what good will it do?
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be that you always post scripture verses. I mean, I know some people, that's all they post is scripture verses. It's like social media is an outlet of yourself. And so you do want to tell people there's nothing wrong with taking a picture of your turkey dinner or what you did that day. People are interested in that. But why are you posting it? Right. Motive is key.
Absolutely. Yeah. And another way, so we did just say you don't have to post just spiritual stuff, but social media is an amazing outlet to actually be a gospel witness.
Yes.
So I know for me on Facebook, I wouldn't say a lot, but I have friends on there or acquaintances who I know for sure are not Christians.
Yeah.
And I can post things that may start a conversation or that may just expose them to the gospel in a positive way.
Yeah. I mean, or even you can put little YouTube videos and things like that. Just different ways to make the gospel known. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people will not go and stand in a corner and hand out tracts, although I think they should try it sometime. But how hard is it to post something on your Facebook page?
Right.
It's not very hard
at
all.
Hard
and there's lots of great stuff out there that you can post. What else?
And then just practically, social media is a really convenient way to communicate. Especially when I have a lot of friends who live all over the place who do not live near me, and to be able to contact or communicate with them through Facebook or Twitter or just see each other's stuff, it helps me just keep in touch with them.
It can really promote community. And of course, the Bible is all about community. So it really does, in some ways, it makes the world smaller, doesn't it?
Yeah. And social media gets a bad rap sometimes that it is anti-community. And it definitely can be
another
danger. But it also can be a really good way to
great way
keep
to
in touch
connect.
With people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, as we already mentioned, social media
be
used to share fun and share our lives and it doesn't all have to be serious.
Well, like you said, we have friends and family that don't live near to where we are, and it's nice to get a window into their lives, if you will. I mean, get to see things that are happening. You know, we get to see pictures of, well, not for me, your cousins, my nieces and nephews and things like that. And it's just neat to see what's going on in people's lives. And for me as well, seeing pastor friends from seminary and what's going on in their lives and how they're being encouraged and being an encouragement to others. That's just cool.
Right.
So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So anything else good that we want to talk? I mean, we kind of rushed through the good, which is kind of sort of the way I thought it was going to be. There's so much to say about the bad, but you know, the good, it's just like, here they are, you know. So use social media for these good things and guard yourselves against these bad things. Right?
Exactly. It's just, it all comes back to the 1 Corinthians 10:31 principle.
Yeah.
Are you using social media to glorify God, whether you eat or drink or use social media, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Yeah, like Mom always reminds us, if we're talking about, should we watch this movie or do this thing or go to this place, she'll always say, well, you know, could you see yourself in the midst of whatever you're doing, whether it's watching a movie, you know, going through social media, can you say, I'm doing this for the glory of God? Right. Can I, am I posting this for the glory of God? Am I looking at this for the glory of God? That's really what it's all about. If it makes God look great, have at her.
Right. And yeah. In one sense, that's kind of weighty and serious. But at the same time, that's how it should be. Like our lives, we only have this time here on earth, and social media is a way that we use our time. So are we using it in the best way that we can?
Yeah. The bottom line is that the gospel transforms every part of our lives. That's got to include social media.
Absolutely. 100%.
So for young people who are obviously very involved with social media, you have got to be thinking through the gospel implications of how you are using your social media.
Yeah. But if you can use social media in these ways that are godly, like we try to do very much, then go ahead.
Yeah.
Use social media. Do it. I mean, we need more young people who are passionate about using social media for the glory of God. We need those young people on social media.
Yeah, because we all know that there's more than enough wicked, evil influence in social media. We've got to be out there letting our light shine before people so that they may see our good works and give glory to our God in heaven. So.
Exactly. And just one more thing I will say, though.
Just one more thing. Because we're now over the 30-minute mark.
Okay, I'm going to be quick here.
One more.
Young people who are listening, please do not just take what we're saying. Talk to your parents about this. Your parents may have very legitimate reasons that they do not want you on social media. Please respect their wishes.
Yes, Jaquel, tell our listeners, when did you start your first social media account?
Well, I started Twitter first.
Yeah.
And that was mainly for my blog.
And how old were you?
I think I was around 16.
Yeah. And why did you wait till you were 16?
That was directly because of you.
Yeah. Your mom and I counseled you that way, you know, because there just was no need for you to be on social media so young.
And Facebook, I was just about 18 when I got Facebook.
Yeah. And we wanted to be sure, you know, it's no different than anything else. We wanted to be sure that you were ready for the social media world. And now we're confident that you know, and I'm not saying that parents have to make their kids wait until they're 16. For other kids, maybe it's 13, whatever it might be. But the point is like you said, it's up to parents. Don't let Jaquel and I be the final word on how you use social media. Let the Bible inform you and speak to your parents about it.
Yes.
Excellent word, Jaquel.
Well, definitely.
I'm going to have to go shovel some more snow pretty soon.
Yes, we have covered a lot of stuff.
We've been all over the place.
Thank you, Dad. Well, we so appreciate you listening. You can find us on social media at Age of Minority. Can't wait for our episode next week. And for now, this has been